MTD Radio News, I'm Jim Miller. A Roswell man was recently sentenced to 15 years in prison for shooting to death another man nearly 2 years ago. New Mexico's 5th Judicial District handed down the sentence in the case of 20-year-old Chavis Thomas during a June 16 change of plea hearing in Chavez County. Per the terms of the sentence, the 15 years will be followed by 3 years suspended and served on supervised probation because of his use of a firearm in the crime and 2 years parole. The combined 15 years in prison. 2 years parole is the maximum sentence for second-degree murder allowed under New Mexico law. A year ago Monday, the Barrendo Creek culvert at East Mescalero Road collapsed under the weight of a pickup truck attempting to cross the creek amid heavy rain. Monday, members of the City Infrastructure Committee recommended that the nearly $1.2 million project to replace the small bridge be awarded to Smithco Construction of Caballo. Three other companies bid on the project. Funding is coming from the New Mexico Department of Transportation, and the project is included in the 2023-24 fiscal year budget, which takes effect Saturday. Roswell Fire wants 12 new hires this July so they can build their staff back up to capacity for what may be the first time ever. RFD is hosting open tryouts July 8 from 7 to 11 a.m. at the Lewis Jones Training Center. RFD is doing open tryouts in an attempt to take the anxiety out of the testing process and is hoping to diversify the force. Normally, the RFD recruits new firefighters from local high schools and colleges, but with social media, they've been getting new firefighters from all over the country. The RFD is hoping to extend their hiring pool and get in more Roswell locals to tryouts. That's what's happening. I'm Jim Miller, MTD Radio News.